Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I bless the Lord today, and I'm grateful that you were able to join me. On yesterday's broadcast, we looked at some aspects of weathering the storms of life. Unfortunately, storms are a part of this life that we live. And I'd like to begin the broadcast today by reading in Mark, the fourth chapter, verses, well, actually, I'm going to start at verse 35 through 38. And the same day, when the even was come, he, that's Jesus, saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Beloved, whatever storms may be going on in your life right now, that is the prescription that you must have, just as the disciples needed at that moment of fear and of terror, that they needed to have faith that even though it seemed that Jesus was uninvolved, he was asleep, he hadn't left them, he was there with them. And furthermore, he said that they were going to go over to the other side. And Jesus is with you in the trials that you're going through. And you might say, well, you know, why isn't he doing something? I'm sure the disciples must have felt that way. You know, why did he choose now to take a nap? But beloved, we have to remember that storms are a part of our earthly experience, but that God, if we are one of his children, will give us victory. Now, there's storms that are precipitated by things that perhaps we do ourselves, and then there are storms that are caused by others, and these perhaps take us off guard the more. And the response of the carnal or fleshly person would be to perhaps to take revenge, which would only make it worse, or perhaps anger. That has a tendency to set in quick, but that only adds fuel to the fire. And then, of course, the blame game. Well, there's no benefit in that. It doesn't heal. It doesn't make the hurts go away. And unforgiveness, well, if we entertain that, that's an anchor that keeps us right where we're at. To ask why, well, that's no good, because if we got an answer, we want to know how long. The answer is, beloved, we have to stand in faith. And in relationship problems that occur between family or coworkers or loved ones or friends, it's never just one person's fault. There's always two sides, as they say, to every story. But the important thing is to find out, what does God want me to do? Not only to go through this time that I'm going through right now, but also to be a help and a blessing to others. And sometimes, you know, the storms of life are just there for a reason, and that is that God to be glorified. I'm thinking of that passage in Scripture where the disciples asked Jesus about the man who was born blind, and they said, did this man sin, or was it his parents? And Jesus responded by saying, neither, but that the glory of God would be revealed. So what can we do? We have ways that we can proceed when we are in a storm. And I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you. One is we look into the mirror of the Word, just like a natural mirror lets us know where we're at. Well, the mirror of the Word will help us in self-evaluation. How are we measuring up? And then there's a scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 31. And of course, this is right in that area that talks about taking the Lord's Supper. That verse says, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So it is always a good thing that we begin to judge ourselves rather than have the Lord do it with his chastening. And so there's, beloved, as we, you know, we get discouraged, we get pushed out of shape, but there's no victory in quitting. We need to say, Lord, what have I done to bring about this situation? And it's not to bring condemnation or to send you into a pity party, but to get you in a fix-it mode, okay? Now, What are some ways that we can respond to battles, trials, storms? Well, according to scripture found in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, in some cases we just flee, we run away from them. In verse 6 of chapter 6, Paul is saying, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And he goes on in verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So, beloved, sometimes we just need to get away from those things that would bring us down, bring us back. Sometimes we get stuck in ruts, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit to get us out of those places where we, you know, we just are going through the same thing over and over. And many times we need to fight. There's a reference in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that talks about putting on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're to take the armor of God and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the offensive weapon of our faith, to fight against the works of darkness. Then there's time we just need to take shelter. In Psalm 62, the word says in verse 6, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Isn't that precious? There's times we just need shelter, and he will be that for us. There are times we need to allow the husbandman to do the trimming, the pruning that is necessary to get rid of extraneous stuff that's hindering our spiritual walk. And also, beloved, there's times that we have to take action. Remember in the 5th chapter of Matthew, when we stand to offer our gift, if we remember that someone has ought against us, go make it right with your brother, then offer your gift. So forgiveness is, it's important to ask forgiveness, and it's never too late. And then having done all these various things, if we're still in the midst of a battle, well, what we can do is stand. That's what having done all these things, stand therefore. Amen. That's what Ephesians speaks to us to do. And when we are in a battle, when we're tired, and when we've got the dirt of the world and the bruises and the things that occur in the warfare that we experience, beloved, if we'll just stand still in the storm and allow that rain to wash away the dirt, let the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit just flow over you and heal you and repair you and bring you back to a place of strength and health in the Lord. Beloved, that's what he has for us. Oh, weathering the storms of life aren't easy, but it is possible and there is victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I want to just pray for you now. Father, Lord, you see those who are in the storms of life right now, and they need your touch. They need your encouragement. And Father, I'm asking that you would do that right now. Bind up the brokenhearted, those that have been in the prison of defeat and discouragement. Open those prison doors. Lord, some are so wearied from the storms and battles, they feel they can't take another step. But God, you are able to give them hope and encouragement and to know that a better day is yet ahead. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, on this wise. When you are stressed, almost to the point of breaking, I am there to give you strength and comfort. As the day dawns and the weariness of the trials and the problems seem to be like heavy stones to carry, I'm there to give new life and strength. I want to bring you into a new and greater understanding of my power, of whom I am, and reveal the mysteries of my word to you, so that you may abound in the things of God. Many of my precious ones, many of my saints are embattled, bitter, tired, stressed, and angry, but I am the one who brings hope. I am the one who gives an encouraging word. I am the one who pours the oil of healing into the wounds of the soul, and I speak with a powerful voice to those who see only darkness before them. This is the way. Walk along this path. Oh, beloved, trust me and believe me for the answers to your needs. It's not too hard for me to bring it to pass. Right now, in the power of my Holy Spirit, I want to comfort you. Take my written word and open it and read in the quiet times, and I'll show you things I've said that will astonish you and uplift you and bring tears of joy and words of praise out of your innermost being, says the Lord. I don't want you to give up on those things that you know through my written word are my will for your life. I desire that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, like the winds that blow across the ocean and stir the waves to movement, and like the trees in the forest bend when the wind blows strongly, and the rain waters the ground. So I desire to send the breath of my presence to sweep over you like a mighty wind and refresh you in your spirit, emotions, and body. Be comforted now, my beloved. Be comforted and don't be afraid. Put me first in your life, and you will see that I want to bless you, your home, as well as your loved ones, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.